And there goes the full-time whistle for it. Serene are promoted into League One as all the players have managed to storm onto the pitch. I've had a word with someone very special. I won't be breaking any copyright by telling you this. Yes. Derby, Sunderland, Ipswich, you're going to be eating hummus at the New Lawn next season because Forest Green are in League One.
Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Forest Green Rovers podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is Sean.
Heavens Devils podcast. How we get there, I don't know. How we get there, I don't care. All I know is we are on our way, and it's probably in second place. We fulfilled the prophecy, Nathan. We fulfilled the prophecy. We keep singing that every week. We sang it our whole time in Britain. How we get there, I don't know. How we get there, I don't care. Yeah. So that includes...
Well, we don't care.
No, we're going up.
Apparently, we're going up in second place. No, we're not, Shimmy. Be optimistic. We are going to win on Saturday, and Exeter is going down on Saturday. We'll talk about that. Let's get into this pod, Shimmy.
I got to close the window before I record because New York don't know how to be quiet.
All right, Shimmy. First of all, we'll talk about the Harrogate game in a second, but how about that new intro? Shimmy, you haven't heard it yet, but it is our man Billy Hunt with the call of us getting promoted to League One. We had to debut.
Oh, yes, you had to do it, Shimmy. It's the new milestone, baby. It's the new milestone.
Do it, Shimmy. And we're back from England, Shimmy. You all right? You all right? That's all right. You all right, Shimmy?
Yeah, that's all right. You all right? Cheers, man. Cheers,
man. Oh man, that was one of the great things that we learned while we're in England is everyone says you're all right. That's all right.
You're all right.
And
yeah,
we picked it up.
Yeah,
we started using it.
I mean, we were so thankful for you know all the hospitality we were given and shown. That you know, I think we were just eternally grateful and always saying thank you to people. And every time we got back,
that's all right. Yeah, I loved it.
It was brilliant. Yeah. So it's like stuck in my head. So I'm using it now, even in New York.
Yeah, I was gonna say we got to bring that to the U.S. You all right? That's all right. Oh, my God. Another thing I loved about England, Shimmy. Well, a million things. We'll talk about a few of them here in a second. But I loved also in England, nobody called you Sham. Everyone called you Shimmy, and I loved it. Shimmy!
Hey, there we go. There we go. That's how the home office recognizes me in England. But, you know, we got to give a shout-out to the originator, the OG coiner of the term, our friend James.
Jimmy Jam Django.
He of the Jimmy Juice. Yeah, he of the Jimmy Juice. He came up with the Shimmy
on
the Shimmy
we
nickname.
Should invite him. Oh, you won't be here on Saturday, right? For the Mansfield game, the last game of the season, right?
No, unfortunately, I have some family stuff I got to do on that day. But I'll be there in spirit. I'll be following up for my phone.
On Saturday, I will be at our bar, the Fox, with a bunch of other Forest Green Rovers fans celebrating both the promotion and our title, because we're going to win on Saturday, and Exeter's going to lose on Saturday. But anyway, I'll invite
James.
And
it's written in the stars. There was some foreshadowing there, right, Nathan? Because when we were in London, when we were staying in Putney, East Putney, right? One night, when we were on our way back to the hotel, after Fulham was promoted, right? After after we were able to invade the pitch at Craven Cottage, we saw a fox.
We did see a fox.
We saw a fox.
You're right. I was blown away by that.
So that means...
But, yeah.
This Saturday at the Fox in Harlem, it's going to happen. We're going to win. It's going to be title Saturday.
I cannot wait. It's our last match of the season, Shimmy. We're going to get a big. I'm sad you can't be there, but I totally understand why. So we're going to get a bunch of people together to watch the last match of the season, celebrate promotion here in New York with FGR NYC, and celebrate the title as we win and Exeter lose. And actually, at the Fox, they have the League 2 pass, so they have every League 2 game. So we'll have them put the Exeter game on one TV and the Forest Green Rovers game on the other TV so we can watch both.
And we got to get the Billy Hunt audio, too. You can choose from your different audio, like your audio streams from, like,
Shimmy, I want to start with this. So we have been so busy, Shimmy, since we returned from England. So busy. We haven't been able to record. But I just want to say a little bit about our trip, Shimmy. Just incredible trip. Trip of a lifetime. I've come to realize, Shimmy, that there's three stages of love with this club. Stage one, we fell in love with the club because of Dale Vince, because of the work off the pitch, the environment, animal welfare, all that stuff. That's what brought us here.
The hair.
And Dale's hair. Yeah. Stage two, though, we fell even more in love with the club through the pod once we started meeting people, building relationships with the fans, with the players, with the staff. That strengthened our bonds with the club, and we fell in love even more. And then stage three, Shimmy. Yeah,
they're just so generous with their time, you know?
Just great.
They even talked to us, like, kind of blew our socks.
Yeah, man, just so kind to us from day one, really, and with no reason to be. And so we always appreciated that, appreciate them. But then stage three, Shimmy, that's where we're at now, you know, actually being there, going to the new lawn, going on an away day, meeting everyone in person, singing, eating, drinking, chanting, taking our shoes off. Shimmy, just being yes. just being with the amazing people who make up this amazing Forest Green Rovers community. There was nothing like it, Shimmy. And we started this podcast as two idiots, you know, documenting our exploration as new fans, our exploration of new fans, you know, following this little team called Forest Green. And now, man,
the Village Club,
and I just
the Tin Pot Rovers.
Right. And I just can't believe, man, it all culminated in this, and it was just amazing. And dude, I'm just so in love with this club, this community, this team, the players, the fans, everybody, man. This is my team. This is my future kids team. This is my future kids team. I'm gonna force it on all of them, man. I'll tell you, I felt this most when we went to Craven Cottage actually to watch Fulham get promoted. I followed Fulham for 15 years. They were my gateway to English football. I always dreamed of going to Craven Cottage. And Fulham will always have a soft spot in my heart. But, man, when we invaded the pitch at Craven Cottage, watched them get promoted to Premier League, it was an incredible, incredible experience. I felt intense emotions of joy as a longtime Fulham supporter. But, Shimmy, those feelings paled in comparison. Paled is an understatement. It just was nothing close to what I felt watching Forest Green, Shimmy. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. How about that South Stand?
God, the South Stand, but away day at Bristol, it was amazing. This is my club, Shimmy. It's a family, and it really feels like a family to me now. And I'm just so grateful that we stumbled upon this club, that the you know, Forest Green family have taken us, two plastic fans from New York, and they've taken us in, they've embraced us, and we're just so thankful. And Shimmy, on the theme of family too, we were 100%. The drunk uncle who comes to Thanksgiving and drinks way more than is appropriate, Shimmy. I don't want to speak right. for you, Sean, yeah. but I was down bad, as the kids say in Bristol.
You were all over the place, man. You were, you know, I know it's like, I believe it was Julian from the Late in Orient podcast. He's a big fan of the opera fan, but at the Mem, you were like the Phantom of the Mem. You were all over the place. You were in the director's box. You were in the closed off stand. You were on the pitch.
I may have been in the dressing room, although I deny that. But I may have been in
okay, yeah, we deny
dressing
it.
Room.
Yeah. We can neither confirm nor deny that. But yeah, man, that is your new nickname. You're the Phantom of the Men.
I saw a picture of myself on the pitch during the women's game holding medical equipment. Like I ran out to the pitch. Someone got injured, I think, and I was and I was on the pitch with the medical training staff for pretending to be a I don't know. Anyway.
There you go. It was the backwards hat. The backwards hat is a sign of...
For anyone, I had the first take at the Bristol Rovers training jacket, and I was on the pitch helping train. Anyway, whatever. For anyone that we met in Bristol, apologies for that. I'm still cringing at some of the stuff that I remember. I even remember saying and doing, let alone the stuff I don't remember. We were interviewed on camera by the BBC, by ITV, by Bloomberg, and I'm sure we made fools of ourselves. We went to the directions box, as you said. And I'm sure we made fools out of ourselves there. I just remember rambling, probably nonsense, to Phil and Jenny Butterworth, to Billy Hunt, to Ash Loveridge, all our legends, to Hannah, the coach of the academy. I have no idea what I said or how or why I was allegedly wearing Aaron Collins and Ellie Anderson's match-worn kits. Allegedly, I firmly deny that I had their kits and still firmly deny that I still have them. But anyway, thank you for your patience. We will keep it together next time we are there.
And please let us know if you know of any good solicitors. I think that's what they're called in England, right? But, for the next trip. We were going to need one on retainer.
We got promoted, Shimmy. It was our first away day ever. It was a promotion. The day got away from us. It got away from us, Shimmy. We'll be better the next trip. It was our first time. We were rookies. It got away from us.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're ugly Americans. We can't escape.
That's true. We had to live up to the reputation of ugly, obnoxious Americans. Yeah. I think we did that. Anyway, though, Shimmy, unbelievable experience. Just unbelievable people. I cannot wait. I'm dying to go back in July or August, start of the new season. Maybe, and then, you know, next spring. It just feels like a second home now, Shimmy. And I just cannot wait to get back there, man.
Yeah, same here. Like you said, just from the jump when we started this podcast, no one had to entertain our foolishness, had to give us their time, dedicate their time. But they did, and you know, it seemed like, oh, okay, yeah, these are two just funny cats from the U.S. But you know, they're probably just having some fun with it. And so we, you know, I kind of didn't know what to expect, but just from the second I landed, from the second you were there, just the warmth, the embrace they gave us, how happy they were. Everybody that was there was happy that I, you know, got my passport.
I mean, even Rob Edwards, the first guy we met, that's the first thing he asked you about was the passport. Like, that's just right. such a
he was like,
kind, caring.
Yeah, first thing was, you all right?
Yeah, you all right. Yeah, that's what he said, actually. That's the first thing he said, you all right?
But, no, just like everyone's like, oh, you made it. And, you know, their excitement was, I think, palpable. Just like our excitement was so, so intense. Like, it was reciprocated. And from that, all the way till, you know, the second we were basically chased out of Bristol by the authorities. Like, we never lost that sense of belonging and that sense of, like, oh, man, these folks really welcomed us into the community.
Yeah, man.
So it was great. And special shout out to the lad from SLAD, Ben, as well, and his family for putting this up at their home. Just got that taste of...
There's a crazy list of people we have to thank. We can't do it here, but we will do it actually partially next week, because we're going to do it next week or maybe the week after. We'll see. But we're going to do a big award show celebration pod. Cannot wait for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But anyway, let's get on to this match, to this and to Saturday, but also to the Ugly Harrogate match. But actually, before we go on to Kip, we have Kip Kowalski, by the way. I forgot to mention, and Tony Graw. And before we do the match recap, before we get to next week and talk to someone from Exeter about why Exeter is going to lose, we have them on the pod today as well, our man Dan from Exeter. But anyway, I want to know, what was the funniest moment of the Bristol Rovers game for you, Shimmy? Was it Sean Baker accidentally hugging the Bristol Rovers goalkeeper James Belshaw as we invaded the pitch? Was it the St. George Knights running on the pitch to defend it after we invaded it? Or was it the shirtless shadow showering in the spray of the pitch sprinkler, Shimmy? And for anyone who doesn't know, Sean got a video. We were looking through everything today. I have no idea who this guy was. He was in multiple pictures, though. He's in so many of our pictures, and I don't ever remember seeing him or meeting him, but he's in so many of our pictures with us.
We love us.
So that's
in the end.
We've been calling him the shirtless shadow.
Scantily clad in all of them.
Yes,
scantily
he's clad not wearing a shirt.
We wouldn't have it any other
way. Exactly, he's not wearing a shirt. So if anyone knows this guy, this hero, this legend,
I think we're getting late breaking news, Nathan. It appears to the hero has a name. You know, it's Tommy Beardshaw. Beardshaw the Brave.
Tommy Beardshaw.
Beardshaw.
That can't be real.
Face down the sprinklers.
That can't be a real name.
The sprinklers.
It is.
Beardshaw the Brave.
Oh my God, Jimmy. That is the perfect name for that man. Well, if anyone knows Tommy, tell him he's our best friend now. We love that guy. The shirtless shadow.
He is, man.
The shirtless shadow.
Shirtless shadow, Beardshaw the Brave.
Beardshaw the Brave.
You know, Bristol Rovers did not want us on the pitch. They tried to get us off. They tried to literally dampen the celebrations by turning the sprinklers on. Beardshaw the Brave was not having it. He had his phone out. He faced them down. He made sure we could celebrate in style.
Oh, man.
So our hats off to Beardshaw the Brave.
Hats off. And, oh, man.
We'd give him the shirt off my back, but he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
He will not accept it.
So, yeah. Oh, my God. The sprinklers, too, were amazing. I finally found Jamma, and Jamma and I were hugging right as soon as they turned the sprinklers on. And it was such a great moment because Jamma and I both just stuck our faces in the sprinkler at the same time. It was an epic moment. First time meeting our friend Jamma in person, and we showered together the first time we met. It was magical to me. But anyway, back to this. What was the
That's intimate. It doesn't get more intimate than that. So.
What was the funniest moment for you of the Bristol Rovers game before we move on? Sean Baker accidentally hugging the Bristol Rovers goalkeeper. The St. George Knights running on the pitch, or the shirtless shadow, the Beardshaw the Brave. Which of those three was your fit? Was the funniest?
So actually, I have to call an audible on those. All of those were just epic moments, and especially I think the St. George's Knights. We actually saw them before on the Gloucester Road pub crawl, and you know a really funny moment was having them be a little bit rowdy at the pub they were at. You know, they had a few, they were getting loud, but then seeing them individually single file board a bus to go to the mat was pretty funny. But for me, the moment was actually during the ladies' match, like the FGR women versus the Bristol Rovers women. Just actually seeing you in the closed off section, like there's an entire stand that was completely closed off. I assume for maybe COVID reasons or I don't know what, but or capacity reasons. But just seeing you there alone, at some point you just popped up there, and then seeing one lonely steward come up to you and slowly escort you away from it. But Nathan, just you're a legend that day, man. Legendary stuff. So that's the moment that sticks with me because I remember pointing at you.
I think my phone had died at that point, so there's no way for me to contact you. But just seeing you very politely escorted away. That's I saw you randomly pop up in the closed down stand. in a completely opposite where we were.
If I recalled that moment, I might also agree that was a funny one. But yeah, that's a good one. I got to go with the St. George Knights though. That was unbelievable. Just a classic English football moment. The St. George Knights running on the pitch to defend it after we made it. Incredible.
Yeah, very Monty Python-esque.
So good. Anyway, Shimmy. All right, let's get on to the match that nobody wants to relive. Harrogate Town. We will talk a little bit about it, about the disappointing match, but why we should be optimistic for the next match and for the future. But in the meantime, we have Kip Kowalski and Tony Graw, who were there live. Kip Kowalski, and I'm joined by the Bayou baby, Tony Graw.
Bonjour, babies de Breton.
Live from the sold-out, fully charged new lawn, including an inflatable draft, as the Harrogate Town Lederhosen take on the fourth green Rovers. We go to the 17th minute when Harrogate keeper Joe Crack the Don says, turn the mic on, as he beats Jameel Matt Damon in The Last Duel. Not a spoiler, because I started watching the movie The Last Duel with Matt Damon on my flight to England, and I fell asleep, so I have no idea what happens.
Well, you know, we did.
Did you see that movie, Kip? I mean, Tony?
I have not.
Seen that movie?
I have not seen it, but I do have the same haircut. So, as you said, we had fallen behind, and, you know, our boys didn't just dance. They didn't pull up their pants a la Don Bernard. But the Harrogate Lederhosen's nosed ahead at Hevers against the right runner play when Crawdaddy K. Wilson tripped Neil Diamond in the box as Diamond appealed to the ref for a penalty.
Neil Diamond.
Legs.
Touching legs.
Reaching out.
Touching wall. Touching you. Sweet cane, alright. Bop, penalty in the box. Who's gonna make good? Gonna make good. Make good. Make good. I feel fine.
No
way we're gonna bottle the league against home against Harrogate.
At home. 1-0 to Harrogate. Rovers replied in the first half stoppage time as Citizen Kane Wilson sells high to Warren Buffett Burrell. And the ref is buying all the shares, making Matt a Jamillionaire as he fires home his 36th four screen goal, making him the wealthiest goal scorer in club history. One more to the Rovers! And we'll just assume the Rovers see this one out to a draw and maintain their top spot in League 2. No way they bottle this, right, Tone?
Well, now, mon ami, can a Louisiana fan boat flip on its flight to Lafayette? Everybody knows the answer to that.
Kip, Tony! Kip and Tony, still in England. We left them behind, Shimmy. We came back, left them in England.
Yeah, they also did not have passports, so they could not re-enter the U.S. So it's funny how it's a common thing. Definitely not just one instance of me being a complete idiot.
Right,
it happens to the best of people.
That's right. Okay, on to Harrogate. What a letdown, Shimmy, in more ways than one. Of course, the performance on the pitch was really bad. But watching it on a stream, Shimmy, after two games in person, just a huge disappointment, Shimmy. I was at my parents' place with my wife. We were visiting them in Ohio over the weekend. Yeah. I was watching on a laptop in my mom's office, just humming alone to myself. Since I was young, I followed the force.
And then every once in a while, we were just like,
Wanko, every time the ref made that call on the penalty, Wanko, yelling that at my screen. Everyone's,
I'm sure your parents
telling me to shut up.
Not concerned at all.
And I wasn't wearing shoes at the time, Shimmy. I was wearing just in my socks. So I didn't even have a shoe that I could take off and hoist in the air. It was awful, Shimmy. I was taunting
people. I think we know the reason the result turned out the way
it Yes.
We did not have shoes on. And I was actually traveling as well. I was on my one-man mission to recreate the hole in the ozone layer. I had to go back and visit some family as well this weekend. On my 16th flight of April.
Jeez, Tom, so, you are.
I have single-handedly set back the environment.
So So Shimmy, oh man, it was tough.
Maybe this is bad karma for that. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, anyway, apologies to our English listeners if wanker is an offensive term. To us, it is a meaningless word. So here in the States, so we maintain the integrity that this is a family-friendly, curse-free show because wanker is not a curse word to us. Wanker, wanker, wanker. Anyway, Shimmy, ugly game. Let's talk about the actual game, though. On to the game, man. Ugly game. First half wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible, but the second half was so bad. We were just slow all around, it seemed like. Bad passing. Just seemed like we didn't have any motivation for some reason, which, you know, it clearly isn't true. I mean, nobody wants to win the title more than these players, but it just seemed like no motivation. We were getting beat to the ball every time by Harrogate. It seemed like, you know, they're the team with nothing to play for, and they didn't play like that. Yeah, we were saying.
Yeah, maybe we've become that team, you know, because we were dominant for so long this season, just at the top of the table. Like, mm-hmm. we become that bulletin board team, right? Where it's like, hey, you know, to raise morale within opposing squads, it's like, hey, you can take it to Forest Green. Like, if you do it and we get a victory, that's what boosts their morale and try to, you know, they try to kickstart their season. So maybe, you know, we've become that. And like you said, it's just kind of weird because I know the players, the fans, our coaching staff, everybody wants to end the season on the right note, like being crowned title winners, you know, after such a great season. But man, I think we just, like other sides, they raised their game for us.
Yeah, it's a good point. Even with a team like Harrogate with nothing to play for, it's like you're going up against the league leaders.
It's like,
let's knock
them
off.
How far away are we from October? We're even close to Oktoberfest.
Right.
And yet they're playing like this.
Right. I think the three biggest moments in the match that killed us were JMT coming off. That always going to hurt.
He's been such a solid rock for us in defense all season.
So that killed us. And then giving up the early penalty, even though we got it back later, I mean, just giving up the first goal and just via penalty, I think that opened the scoring, the confidence for Harrogate Town. And then when Harrogate scored right after the halftime, like that was like the nail in the coffin. I think the only bright spots, you know, on the day, I think, were the sold-out crowd. That was amazing. The atmosphere before the game was amazing. The players after the game and everyone after the game was you know, from all, by all accounts, class as well. The giraffe, obviously, the inflatable giraffe was fantastic.
Yeah. I don't want to give Harrogate Town too much credit, but shout out to their fans for somehow getting an inflatable giraffe into the new one.
Yeah, that was awesome. And egg on our face, Shimmy. Vegan egg on our face, because we should have done that to Bristol Roar. How do we not? I know it's like tradition in England that the last away game of the year, you all dress up and get silly, but Shimmy, there's no tradition for dumb Americans coming over. Why did we not dress up both games? Well, we're doing it next time.
We have.
We got to dress up.
I mean, we were dumb Americans in both games for sure, but you know, we got to be in full regalia next time.
Absolutely. and the other big highlight from this bad game was Jamma has become Forest Green's all-time leading scorer, Shimmy. Oh
man.
Yeah.
What a human, but what a player, and what, you know, at this point in his career too, you know, we know it from talking to him, but he just takes it so seriously. He's such a mentor to so many of the guys on the squad as well. So man, just love to see that. Couldn't happen to a better human.
Oh yeah, he's the best, man. He's such a great dude. So big congrats to him. He's a legend, not just for scoring goals, but just how he's led the team for the last 2 years. I mean, no one's going to forget when he came back against Newport County with broken hand and out of nowhere, huge surprise. Like, what a legend, man. And I know lately, you know, his form hasn't been what it was earlier in the season when he was just firing on all cylinders and he was just unstoppable in the hold-up play, the passing, and the scoring. I know he hasn't been playing at that level the last few games, but, you know, whatever wavers is his leadership, his commitment to this team, to the club, and that's been crucial to our success. You know, Kane Wilson, Player of the Season, of course, named by the EFL, League 2 Player of the Season. Matty Stevens, unbelievable season. Supporters Player of the Year. Nicky Cadden, League 2, you know, Player of the, you know, League 2 Team of the Year, another unbelievable player. And we had so many players important to this. You know, Luke McGee, Ibu, JMT, Dokes, Dom, Sweens, Cooley Bailey, Ben, Regan, Jack, Josh, everybody, man. I'm sure I'm missing people. But without Jamil, Matt, this team does not get promoted. I'm 100% sure of that. He is a leader on and off the pitch. And, you know, I don't know if he stays with us next year, if we move on from him, if he moves on from us. But whatever happens, man, I will love Jamil Matt till the end, man. He is a Forest Green legend. No one from Forest Green is going to forget him. So just huge thank you to him for everything he's put into this club. And just congratulations, man.
Yeah, congratulations. Just so well deserved. And the reception he gets from his other clubs and the way he treats his former clubs as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a great human. And I'm sure, yeah, like you said, no matter what, as he moves forward, the special year, this promotion year, you know, Jamil and Matt will always be associated with that.
Yeah, man. Love Jamma, man. Love you, Jamma. I love you, Jamma, man. Oh, I hope he's with us forever until retirement, whenever that is, 50 years from now.
Yeah, well, after winning the Champions League, of course.
That's right, after winning the Champions League.
That's why we're taking it easy now. We know it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You know, so
right.
It's all right if we have a few results here and there, but we got to get to that Champions League final.
That's right. That's our exactly. That's the goal. It's a little spin zone here. This week's game against Mansfield, though, on Saturday, it would be so boring, Shimmy, if we won that game against Harrogate and Exeter lost. It would be so boring. So I'm glad we lost, Shimmy. We need the last day to be exciting, Shimmy. So you know what? That's my spin zone on this. That's how I'm justifying the disappointing loss. It's not disappointing after all. It's actually awesome because now Saturday is going to be so fun when Exeter draws and we are drawing, and then boom, Jamma gets the last second goal and we go up as winners, as champions. We win the title at the last second. You'll love to see it. That's what's going to happen. Mark my words, Shimmy. So anyway, Shimmy, final thoughts before we go on to Exeter. Well, I guess I should mention we have an Exeter guest on, even though we don't play Exeter. But they're our main chat-like competitor. We need them to lose or draw. So we brought on Dan, who we're going to give them some bad luck to try to force them to lose.
Send as much hoodoo and bad vibes his way. We're trying to get the vibe shift going. A vibe shift to...
Yes. Take our negative vibes and put them all on Exeter. So, but before we get to Dan, who we really just brought on because we love Dan and we just wanted to talk to him again. But
such a cool dude.
Yeah, but anyway, just one last thought here. At the beginning of the season, Shimmy, we would have killed. I think every Forest Green Rovers fan would have killed to be automatically promoted with a chance to win the league on the final day. But Shimmy, it's all about expectations. And yet, based on the massive lead we'd built up in the league, the incredible start to the season, it will be a bit disappointing if we don't win it all. But regardless, man, promotion to League One is an incredible, incredible accomplishment for this tiny village club. And everyone, every fan, every player, every staff member, everyone who has anything to do with this club, they should all be immensely proud of what they've accomplished. League One, baby, no matter what happens on Saturday, we are League One. And I'm so proud. Yeah. So proud and so happy to be associated with this club.
I couldn't have said it better, Nathan. You know, the club is heading in the right direction. We're on track for the goals that Dale Vince and the front office, everyone from Richard, you know, Richard Hughes, everyone. It's like we're on the right track. And, man, we want the season to end with that, you know, cherry on top, being crowned League Two champions. But like you said, no matter what, no one can take away the hard work, the results, and just the joy that the season has brought everyone associated with Forest Green.
That's perfect, Shimmy. That's perfect. It's been such a joy. Such a joy watching this team. And I hope they finish it off. But if not, man, still so grateful. All right, Shimmy, let's get out of here. Before we do...
And you know, I'll just say real quick. Yeah. Maybe it's because my in-laws went to go see Daniel Craig in Macbeth this weekend. Daniel Craig, the star, James Bond himself, is Macbeth. I was getting a little bit of Macbeth vibes from us at the end of the season. But it's not going to go that way. That play got kind of a little bit panned a little bit. You know, they said the actors were great, but the production itself wasn't so awesome. So it's not going to be our fate. We're going to be the ones on top, I believe.
Amen. No Macbeth story for us. All right, Shimmy.
No Macbeth. Chris Rock got slapped.
Leon Macduff.
It's not going to be the Scottish play for us. Even though we have so many great Scots on the team.
Let's go.
It's not going to be the Scots for that.
Let's go.
It's going to go our way.
Little Macbeth reference there. All right, Shimmy, let's get out of here. Before we do, though, let's go talk to our man Dan from Exeter, who's not a direct opponent on Saturday, but he is our indirect opponent. They got to lose or draw for us to win the league, and that's going to happen. So let's go put some bad luck on our man Dan from Exeter City, from the Big Bank Podcast. Let's go, Shimmy.
Ooh, maybe we could rename it the Big Bang Quo Podcast.
Hey!
Shouts to Shakespeare. Shakespeare burn.
Shakespeare burn. Let's go, you nerd. All right. Dan. We see. Oh, there
hey,
he is.
Hey, there you are.
There he is. Dan Heron, a.k.a. Dan Egret.
How's it going?
What's up? All's good. How are you?
Hey, man. Yeah, good to see
good,
you.
I'm good, man. Yeah, great.
Good. You enjoying your comeback season?
Oh my god, I'm loving it. I can't believe it. I'm sure you can't either. Do you mean?
No.
Well, I can't believe how we've fallen off.
Yeah, we saw this like infographic of like the League Two positions that I think Sky Sports did. And man, we've just
at the top for so long, and then
the entire season we were number one. Yeah. The entire season until
it's just all the way across.
Now. Yeah, all the way across, and then
realize it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh man,
what happened?
I don't know.
Ever since January, we've been off.
And after January, we were like, oh my god, we're gonna run away with the league because the thing we were most afraid of is losing players in the transfer window, and then our season would get derailed. We didn't lose anybody, but our season got derailed anyway, and I can't explain why. I don't know. We seem to, like, last year we had the problem of, like, playing up or down to our level of competition, and we didn't have that problem for the first half of the year. We just dominated everybody. But the second half, like, after January, we're on to that again. Like, we're playing awful against bad teams. We're playing good against good teams, but we're playing terrible against bad teams. And I don't know what it is, man. Yeah. But you guys, how about you? What's the story with you guys? You guys came out of nowhere. We were, what's the thing that keeps going around? Like, we were up by 18 points in, like, I don't know.
A few weeks ago. I think you were 16 points clear of us at some point.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is what?
Some point not that long ago. And now you are. Know.
It's the defense. That's what's happened to us. It's the defense.
Yeah.
We got this guy back. We signed this guy like over a year ago, Sam Stubbs, who's like, his dad was like a 90s Premier League player.
Wow.
And we signed this guy and he was injured. And then he was injured for an entire year. So everyone was just like, does this guy even exist? Do you mean like we're never going to see him? And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, he's back. And then he came in and he's just like literally the best center back I've ever seen. It's incredible.
Wow.
So I'm putting
it like this dark horse. Yeah.
Well, he's going to let in a ton of goals this week against Port Vale. Yeah. So we have Dan on.
Keep your lobsters extra close, Dan.
I will do. Yeah.
We're taking him away.
That's right. So we have Dan on here because, well, we don't play Exeter. Dan's from Exeter City. I should have mentioned that already. And we don't actually play Exeter, but we kind of do. They're our main opponent this week because it doesn't matter what we do if they don't lose or potentially draw, depending on, well, then I guess it depends on what we do if you draw. But you have to lose or at the very least draw for us to have a chance to win the title, which it'd be crazy if we bottle this at the end of the year, man. So
If we win it, right? That's it. There's nothing. If we win, there's nothing you guys can do.
Yeah. It's
so
crazy.
We want to ask you, why are you not going to win? How is Port Vale going to beat you, Dan?
Yeah. We're trying to say as much hoodoo your way as we can. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Give us some hope.
Well, I mean, there's every chance. One, the same guy I'm talking about, Sam Stubbs, I don't think he's going to play because I think he's injured again.
He stubbed his toe.
He might have stubbed his toe. Yeah.
Nominative determinism, he stubbed his toe.
But he also didn't play against Northampton at the weekend, so we didn't lose that. So, you know, I can't remember what the result was against. I think we might have lost to them early in the season, or we definitely didn't beat them. But I can't give you that much hope because we don't really lose at home, you know? Like, the only thing is we could say we're on the beach, you know, like it doesn't really, we're promoted. That was the aim. I guess it's the same.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, right.
Personally, I don't really care if we win the league. It'll be great.
But
the only thing I wanted was to go up and anything else is a bonus. But it's all getting a bit too real now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe the pressure will finally get to you. Although there's no pressure.
There's no pressure, I guess. Yeah. But the thing is, I can't even go to the game. This is the only match I've missed all season.
Okay, why? That's it. That's going
to
be the thing.
There we go. Yes, that there it is. It. That's our reason to be optimistic. Dan is missing the game. He is the good luck charm. It's over. Where are you going
to
be?
A wedding.
Oh,
dude, okay.
Why would someone get married on the last day of the season? Last game of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But I guess it's all about expectations, right? Because now we like really want the title because all year it's like we're number one. Yeah. Like there's no way we lose this. No way. So now it's like I feel like we do have pressure because all the fans, everybody, beginning of the year, we would have killed just to be promoted automatically. Didn't care what place. But now that we've had it all year, we're so like it's like come on, we gotta finish see this through. And like you said, Exeter came out of nowhere kind of at the end. And so it's all you know bonus now from here for you.
Yeah, I can see that. I saw some people who like kind of. Some of your supporters, they were upset with like Kane Wilson and stuff, and I was like, but from the outside, it's like that guy's been amazing. Obviously,
he's our talisman.
We love him. Do you mean? And like, it was like, I was like, wow, okay, it's really kind of like getting a bit like not hostile, but you know, you can feel that it's like there's disappointment there. It's not just like, oh well, we're up anyway, which is how we feel. It's like we can't throw this away. Do you mean? But for us, maybe that's the thing. We don't have the pressure because we spent 10 years trying to get out of this division again. Yeah. You know what I mean, it's like done it.
No, 100%. It's all now everyone's, not everyone, but I would say a lot of the fans are very upset, very disappointed, very upset with how
not me and Nathan. I would say it's all vegan gravy for us now.
That's right, man. Getting promoted, man, it's great, but you do want to go out on a high note, and we have not. Like, we're going out with a whimper right now.
But to be fair, at every home game we chant, you know, we're on our way, we're on our way. How we get there, I don't know. How we get there, I don't care. And that could include second place.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, there it is.
So that's part of that. Yeah.
So for Forest, I'm guessing they might have won. Did you win the conference to get, like, before to get into League Two? Like, I don't know what.
No, we won. We won through the playoffs.
Okay, right. Yep. So you've got a playoff trophy. Yeah. We also have a playoff trophy from a few years ago, but we haven't won a division title since 1990.
Oh, wow.
So this would be the first time in my lifetime, basically. I mean, but like,
wow.
So there is that.
Man. Wild stuff.
There is that. But no, again, I don't know. No, but anyway, Dan, what's that?
No one else wants it. These games are now. No one even wants that third spot. It's all about City and Forest.
It's all about backing in to the next, to League One, I guess.
So Dan, we wanted to bring on really quick, just one to give us some optimism, and you've done that because you said you won't be there. You were their lucky charm. However, Shum and I are also Four Screens lucky charm because every match we've been in, they have not lost. They won and they drew and got promoted. So we won't be there either unless someone wants to pay.
So it's a level playing field.
Yeah. So it's, or if someone wants to pay to send a million Michael Jackson impersonators along for Exeter. Drive them onto the pitch.
Yeah.
So that's a good segue, Shum, because Dan, what we're going to close out on this, Dan. What we do with our opposition guests is we do a little karaoke, is what we call it. It's like karaoke, but with our foe, which is you, Exeter. You're representing all of Exeter today.
You're our main antagonist at the end of the season, even though we're not directly facing head-to-head.
No, I feel that too, for sure.
So what we're going to do here is... We've come up with a list of songs that are representative of, somehow represent you or this game or Port Vale, who we need to win. And so you can see the wheel. You see the wheel spinning here?
I got it. Yeah.
So we're gonna spin the wheel and we're gonna sing one song, hopefully to bring you guys really bad luck. I'll go through the list of the songs here and what they mean and why we've picked them. So we're gonna do one song, hopefully to bring you bad luck. And we'll get out on this. Basically, how it works too is I sing a verse, Shum sings a verse, you sing a verse, and then we all sing the chorus, and then we get out of here before we lose all of our listeners. So first song is Loser by Beck, because you are going to be a loser on Saturday, hopefully.
Sure.
Next song, the number one Exeter City fan, Michael Jackson, and Beat It, because Port Vale is going to beat you on Saturday. Then next one, Robbie Williams, Angels by Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams is from Port Vale, from Burslem. He's a big Port Vale fan, allegedly.
Of course he is. Yeah, I think he played for them as well, like as a youth, as a young man.
I did not know that. However, I really hope it's not that one, because I listened to it and it sucks.
It's not a good track.
The chorus is a high note there as well. You know, that's a high note to hit.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't hear that part. If there's a high note.
We want the title to be our high note, so that's what we're
going to get. There we go.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm hoping it isn't that one. He seems like a bootleg, like Elton John to me. Like he's, that's what the vibe I get. Anyway, next one. I don't even know why, but for some reason we associate you with Twin Peaks. So
I was getting this thing of like, you know when someone does like calls you the wrong name and you can't correct them? And I was thinking,
I'm not the Twin Peaks guy, guys.
Like, I'm not the Twin Peaks. What it was.
But I swear you are. I swear, Shum. Do you remember, Shum? I feel like when we had you on last time, there was a Twin Peaks reference.
I don't know. Maybe. You know, I was going to make an Oldham Athletic joke, like the Owls were what they seemed. They were terrible.
Yeah.
But I don't, maybe not. You know, maybe we're just misremembering. This is our Mandela effect, the Mandela effect of this podcast.
Yeah. Is this the band Twin Peaks?
No, this is... Oh, is there a band called Twin Peaks? We'll throw them on there too.
Yeah, there's some band called Twin Peaks. I don't know if they're any good, though.
Me neither, but it's better than this song, because this is the song that I don't know if you remember, but James sings with a guitar. It's really bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah. With the falsetto. It's an awful song.
Then the last one we have is What's Love, Fat Joe featuring Ashanti. The only reason we have that is because we mentioned it earlier in the pod, because, anyway, whatever. It's an allusion to the goalkeeper, Harrogate's goalkeeper. So it has nothing to do with you, but it's a funny song to sing.
Yeah.
And then we have one more, which is... No, we're gonna save this last one. We'll sing the last one together. Not in Gary Folkey, because Gary Folkey is to diminish your good luck.
Yeah, send it.
The last one is to celebrate both of us going up. So we'll save that one for. We'll do that one right after this. So let's do it. Let's spin the wheel. But I'll tell you, which one do you not want to sing, Dan?
I don't want to sing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any of them well enough to be confident, so it doesn't make it.
You could have just put a period on that. I don't want to sing.
Yeah. I don't want to sing. All right. Well, I think that Robbie Williams one's going to be really bad. So what we did in the past is we spin, and if it lands on one we don't like, we just spin again. But that's brought us bad karma, so we don't want to.
Yeah, I want Robbie Williams anyway. That's the one I want.
All right. I don't want that one. So what I'm going to do is juke the wheel by putting a million of these until we get what we want. So I think we're going to beat it or lose her. Wait, whoa, no. Crap, I screwed it up.
Yeah, you
undo,
did.
Undo. I made too many.
Oh.
You know what? Let's get loser. Let's juke the wheel with loser. All right, here we go. Maybe a couple fat Joes in there too.
Yeah. I think loser is good. I think loser is a good one for League 2 because isn't there that lyric in the song where it's like, in the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey?
Oh, that's right.
So that's like Hartley Pool, right?
I remember how the verse goes. I mean...
I don't remember either. I just remember, I'm a loser, baby.
Yeah. You know, League 2. Yeah, League 2, you got Hartley Pool. They're the monkey hangers. So, you know.
Right. Here we go. We're spinning. Here we go. Come on. If it lands on Robbie Williams. Oh, my God. What a surprise. Loser by Beck, which is going to be you guys on. What's that? And it's green? And it's green. Let's go. Oh, I have never been more confident in my life of anything than I am at Forest Green winning the league. Here we go. Loser by Beck. Loser karaoke. Can't spell karaoke. Here we go. Loser. Oh, three doors down. What is that? There we go, Beck. Here we go.
All right.
You know if you can hear it. I'll sing the first verse. Shams next, Dan, and then we all sing together.
All right.
All right. Have you shared your
in
audio?
In the key of D. Make sure that you got that.
Okay, in the key of D.
Oh, this is a long intro. Long intro, too long of an intro for this segment. Oh, here we go. All right, I got the first one. Here we go. One. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Jump.
Retaining my veins and out to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs.
Sand. Kill the stock car flaming with the loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin C.
Got a couple of couches. Sit on the love seat.
I'm insane.
Play
about
the
chorus. All right, I'm fast-forwarding to the chorus. It's too much.
All right.
God, what is this? Here we go.
What's the chorus?
Yo, cut it.
Soy, unpair the door. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Soy, unpair the door. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
All right, Dan.
We need to kill that.
We need to kill that. But Dan, before we let you go, we are going to do one together. What's the song, Shum? This is a celebration, Dan. Yeah. A celebration of both of us going up. Because we're going to be in League One together next year, regardless of who wins. We're going to be in League One together next year.
It's the only way is Essex. The only way is up. The only way is Essex.
The only way is up?
I think so. No, just put in the only way is Essex. I think that's what you got to put in. Are you familiar with this, Dan? Do you know The Only Way is Essex?
I've heard of it. It's like a reality show, right?
It is. Yeah, it's trash TV. My wife watches it for whatever reason. She's captivated by it.
I don't see a song.
The theme song is perfect. You just got to put in The Only Way is Essex theme. I think I sent you the link.
Theme? Yeah. You did, but I lost it.
Oh, okay.
Well, we gotta tell Dan the words if we're gonna sing it. You gotta tell me the words too. I don't know them.
All right. I think so. Because this is a celebration, the only lyrics to this song, which is about 20 seconds long, is "The only way is up, baby, for you and me now." There's like a weird there's a weird falsetto thing. So that's it. That's all we gotta say.
Let's do it. Here we go. Celebration. Exeter City.
Fist pumping into League One.
Fist pumping into League One. Here we go. The only way is up,
huh? Amen. For you and me now.
That's it.
All right.
Oh, that was weak. That was Just like our season, that was a poor way to end it.
Our podcast is reflecting the club's performance. We're limping into the season. So.
That was a bad way to end it. Anyway, Dan, man, thank you so much. I'm so bummed we didn't get to have you on earlier. The main reason we had you on is because we had such a great time talking to you last season, and we're like, oh, we missed it this season. But next season, we will be in League One together, so we will have you on for a proper opposition whatever podcast. We'll do it for real next year. Dan, I'm happy you're missing
congrats,
the game.
Man. Yeah, but congrats on the season.
But congrats on the season.
You guys. I mean, so we both got what we wanted, really, didn't we? You know, one of us was going to get the trophy, but it's nice that it's like, you know, it's Southwest.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Rugby country. We're rugby country. Yeah, we have no business being in League One, but here we are. The two of us. Who would have thought?
We're sticking it to the rugger buggers.
Those egg chasers.
Yeah.
The egg chasers. Yeah.
And actually, we're going to have a clean sweep because if Bristol Rovers go up automatically too, we're going to get all of Southwest England up. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's another good away game for me as well. I mean, it's close, short drives.
Yeah. Yeah. Big points west.
That was our only away day, and it was incredible. It was
Did you go there? Yeah, I went as well to Bristol Rovers. I mean, that ground is funny, isn't it? You know, like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfectly
like
too ground.
Different weird little bits of stands everywhere, and like.
Oh yeah, it is the quintessential League Two ground, and I know it very well because I got a little too drunk and explored it, and I went every stand,
the stand that was closed off. There's an entire stand closed off, maybe for capacity reasons or COVID, we don't know.
Right.
But Nathan somehow ended up over there, and he was very politely escorted out by a lone steward.
I was in the dressing room. I was all over, Dan. So I know the stadium better than most, actually.
Amazing.
But it was an incredible place. The Gloucester Road pub crawl. And Bristol is such a cool city, too, man.
Yeah, Bristol is really cool, yeah.
A couple of hippie vegans like Sham and I, too, it was like vegan heaven as well.
Yeah.
Awesome town.
Cool, real cool town.
Awesome little town. But anyway, so hopefully all three of us will be there together next year. Bristol Rovers, Exeter City, and of course, Forest Green Rovers. And
we definitely are. I knew cares about the other one, but yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Congrats, Dan. And thanks so much for taking the time, man, today.
No worries.
Yeah. Cheers, brother.
We're doing League One.
We'll see you next year in League One.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice one, guys. See you later.
Thanks.
Later. Dan, our man, Dan. Love Dan. Love Dan.
Man, what a great sport.
Yeah.
You know, and keeping with the Macbeth theme, we really have become tyrannical with the singing. I think we gotta stop the singing.
Yeah, you might be right.
Almost every segment we have, we're singing, and we're terrorizing every listener's ears. So this could end up like Macbeth. This is not gonna end well for us unless we change.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we do need to slow the singing down. Anyway.
So bad.
It is good. I think the problem is... our guy from Oldham, Matt Dean, just absolutely murdered it. And ever since then, we're on a high. We're chasing that Matt Dean high.
We are, man. It's just like we thought it could be good. It'll be good forever, but no. We've shown our true quality.
We are a one-hit wonder. We are a one-hit wonder in more ways than one. Anyway, Shimmy, let's get out of here, Shimmy. We got Mansfield on Saturday, and Exeter take on Port Vale on Saturday. Port Vale's going down. We are going to put the game on in the pub. They are going down, Shimmy, down, down, down. It's going to be 8-0, Port Vale, and then Forest Green. Yeah. No, actually, I don't want 8-0. I want 8-7, Port Vale. I want it to be a draw, 7-7.
So Exeter is going to get 7 goals?
No, wait. I want an 8-8. Sorry, 8-8.
Okay.
Exeter, 8-8. Because I want it to be a draw, so our game is more exciting, so we have to win. Because if they draw and we don't win, it's over. So I want an 8-8 draw from Exeter. I mean, I don't want. That's what's going to happen. 8-8, Exeter, Port Vale. And then... Forest Green Rovers going to be drawing 2-2 at Mansfield. And then our man Jamma, the legend, is going to get the third goal. Don Bernard, of course, gets the first two. He's going to get the third goal in stoppage time to win the game and win the league. It's coming down to the last second, and I cannot wait, Jimmy! Let's
get out of here. We have to believe. We
got
to
believe, baby. We got to believe. We're doing it, baby. All right, Jimmy, let's get out of here.
Up the Vegan Rovers. We are FGR. Thank you, everybody in England, for showing us such great hospitality, such warmth. We got to carry those vibes forward. It's going to happen. We're going to be title winners. And in order to do so, you know, we got to
raise hell.
Praise hell.
Dale, brother. Oh, Shimmy, let's get out here. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
There'll be less singing moving forward, I promise.
We promise, yeah.
All right, bye. All right, bye, everybody.